Okay, we'll go back to go through the sugya now after we got some yesodis. We'll try to put the pieces together. Okay, so again, the Mishnah said that Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshov, you don't bring an Oshem Toli. So the Gemara, will start again. The Gemara says, the Gemara, V'nisni Nami Chutz Mimi She'oval of Yom HaKippurim, She'in Mevi Oshem Toli, Amar Eish Lakish, Kiktoni, when do we have the din in the Mishnah that there's no a p'tur from an Oshem Toli, Heichad Yisa L'chatas. The chet is there, v'rachmona patre. And the Torah patred you from the kol, oval of Yom HaKippurim, lesa l'chatas, the kokopole. Yom Kippur is mechaper. And since Yom Kippur is mechaper, so there's no chatas, so it's not that you potter from an Oshem Toli. There's nothing to bring an Oshem Toli for. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Omar b'mevayet. If Yechanan says no, we're talking about here in Mevayet, to call my in Yom Kippur Mechaper. He says Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. And this doesn't make a difference how he says it. If he says it, you know, I don't want it to be Mechaper, or he says, I don't believe it's a Mechaper, I don't believe it's going to be Mechaper for me. We'll see in the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference. But he says, I'm not interested in getting a, I'm not interested or I'm not planning. Not to get a kapar from Yom Kippur. So he says, it's not mechaper. Says the Gemara, ubeplukte, this machloikis between the, and Rish Lakish holds mevayit, nami mechaper all of Yom Kippur. Somebody's mevayit on Yom Kippur, he also gets a kapar from Yom Kippur. Ubeplukte. This machloikis is totally in another machloikis. Somebody brings a korban chatas and says, I'm not, it shouldn't be mechaper for me. Machloikis abaya v'rova. Abaya says it's not mechaper, and rova says it is. So right away we asked the beginning of the Gemara, we didn't get back to this, what's the Gemara being matl of these two machloikis and together? Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is kadmoinim. They have a machloikis on mevayet Yom Kippur. Then there's a machloikis later on, a machloikis basroi, between Abaye and Rova. If you bring a chatas, and you say you don't want a kapor if it's mechaper, in what way is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish's machloikis being clarified by Abaye and Rova? It's two separate machloikis, and they definitely don't need, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish don't need validation from Abaye and Rova. That's zichanat. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Abaye says it's not mechaper. Do amar loy techaper. He said, I don't want it to be mechaper. Rova amar mechaperes, kivon de amar tikorev, kapor memela gosi. Kapor comes by itself. So again, we asked last week, why didn't Abaye clarify where he's coming from? Rova at least clarified where he's coming from. Rava said, the Torah says that if you bring a chatas, you have a kapora. Who are you to say you don't have a kapora? Abaye doesn't clarify his position. Why taka doesn't the kapora come? The Gemara says, v'hodah bei Rava, Rava was choyzer, k'desanyu yocho yeh makipur mechapa al shoven v'al shein shoven, v'dinu, machatas v'osho mechapurim v'yeh makipur mechapa machatas v'osho, are only mechapa al shovim. The Gemara says, Loi, it's different. Imam Chatas Va'osham, Ein Mechaper Nala Mezit Keshoigek. They're not Mechaper on Mezit. Toyma B'yame Kippurim, She Mechaper Nala Mezit Keshoigek. Hoyul Mechaper Nala Mezit Keshoigek, Mechaper Al Shovin Val Shein Shov. Now, this we didn't go into last week. This is really also difficult because L'chore, the fact that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Mezid and Shoigig has no effect of whether it should be on Shoven v'Shein Shoven. It's not a Shoven, Mezid and Shoigig is the breath of what Yom Kippur includes. Yom Kippur includes more things. A regular carbon only includes Shagig. And Yom Kippur includes more. Yom Kippur is a stronger kapara. Right? It has more under the umbrella. Actually, the Mitzpah Eson says he holds that the Gemara should have said Fakeret. That since Yom Kippur is a kapara chamura, so you need to do tshuva with it. In other words, just the opposite. If you bring a carbon that's weaker, potentially it needs less kavana than a carbon that's stronger. Since Yom Kippur includes more, maybe you do need tshuva. It's not totally zeh b'zeh, because Yom Kippur's kapara is more broad. It's generic. So that's why you don't need tshuva. But the Gemara says dinu. If Yom Kippur is mechaper, maybe, because Yom Kippur is mechaper and shoygi kemezid, tshuva is not makiv. So the Gemara says, l'maise, Talmud loymar acholok. Says the Gemara, my shoven vein shoven. What are we talking about here? Ilem a shoven means shegeg, veloy shoven means mezid. Hoktoni lo imamer pachatas va'asham. Clearly, chatas va'asham can't be talking about a mezid. Elok yodu lo mar b'yechanon, ochal chelev ifrish karmen. Vehemir dosoi. V'chozar boy, hoyo v'nitche yitche. Once he got pushed off from the carbon, he can't bring that carbon. He did itchi carbon, gavra bar kapara. The gavra is still a bar kapara. So that can't be the case. And lo shovin doma yechaper lechatosi. She ain't shovin doma lo yechaper lechatosi. And it still says clearly that it's not mechaper. Shema mino. V'minu. Yochol lo yehe yema kippur mechaper el al shenisana v'lo yosa b'malocha v'korin mikre kodesh. Maybe you would think that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on somebody who recognizes Yom Kippur. Loi nisana boi, v'osa boi malach, v'loi koi mikoi kodesh. Yocho loi yeh yom kippur mechaper, tamad loi yom kippur mu mikom mokam. Still, v'tavai is tam sifroav, kasha adodi, one place it says dafka with tshuva, one place without, o mabai loi kasha, o reba alibid rabbi huda, o reba alibid ide. The tanya rebi yom kalver shabatera ben osa tshuva, ben loi osa tshuva yom kippur mechaper, חוץ מפרק קויל ומגל הפונם בתוירו ומפה בריס, שהם עושה תשובי עם כיפור מחפה והם לא, ואין יום הכיפור מחפה. So you see it's a machlekes. And Rebbe tackles it is, רוב הום אהוב הום רבי, ומוי דה רבי, בעברס יום הכיפור, יום הכיפור עם גוף, ואידה לא מחפה. Okay. וחול, לא נגמר. So, We had these several problems, some of which we got back to last week, some of which we left opened. Like I said, the first part we have to understand is what is the shaychus between Yom Kippur and Chatas V'Oshem. The Gemara seems to be going back and forth with Yom Kippur and Chatas V'Oshem. The second thing, we have to understand why does the Gemara make an analogy, which is really all totally zeh b'zeh, between the machloikas Abaye v'Rov and machloikas Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. What about Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish statement needs to come on to Abaye v'Rov, who are talking about generically about every chatas, loy tekapoli chatosi? Why does Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, who are talking about Yom Kippur, need clarification from the machloikas Abaye v'Rov? By Yom Kippur. And then as I said, why would Shovin and Loi Shovin be totally in the Mechaper al Mezid v'Shegek? Now the Stipler is a fascinating question. It's not really a Kashan al-Sugya. It's a generic question on Rebbe. Rebbe seems to say in al-Sugya that Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Shovin v'Shein Shovin. Which basically means Yom Kippur is an automatic cleanser. Comes Yom Kippur, you're cleaned. So you don't have to do tshuva b'chlal. Ad kedikach, the Gemara struggles. How do you have koras for Yom Kippur itself? Because you automatically get a kapola. So the Stipler asks, should have a copy here of the Stipler. The Stipler asks, he says, if that's the case, so really, there's no difference between a Jew, according to Rebbe, between a Jew who keeps Kol HaTorah Kula, He's absolute Yerei Shemayim his whole life. And a Jew who just does whatever he pleases, completely non-observant, and he just goes to Yom Kippur. According to Rebbe, what is the incentive to be a practicing Jew? According to Rebbe, as long as you make sure that before you die, I guess eventually, in case you die after the, as you get older, you'd want to be more careful because if you house life insurance, you know, you'd be afraid you may die before Yom Kippur, the averis that you have between, still a guy lived a life of doing every avera in the book and never did tshuva. You see, if you do tshuva, it's a halbatzar. Guy did tshuva. The guy did every avera in the book and he never did tshuva. The only din v'cheshbon he'll have to give in Shemayim between him and the Tzadik Gomer is between last Yom Kippur and when he died. That's all. That's the only, there is no difference. You know what I'm saying? Except for those, you have one yid who's moisa nefesh his whole life, keeps kolata kula, nizik kalabik of a chamua. The other guy is an ice wolf. He does whatever he pleases. And he doesn't even do tshuva. Because once you add tshuva to the picture, then the whole stipler's question is not a question, because tshuva only works is if he doesn't say echte v'oshuv. So you can't live a life where you say, you know what, every year I'm going to do tshuva, right? Every year I'm going to do tshuva, that's not tshuva. But according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, except for the big three. Yom Kippur is mechaper on all averus, whether you do tshuva or not. So there really is no difference between a practicing Jew and a non-practicing Jew as far as all the whole cheshbon. Mitzvahs. No, I'm saying mitzvahs. You're saying mitzvahs. Schar mitzvahs, you're saying the mitzvahs that he does. Whatever mitzvah the guy did, he gets reward for. The same thing, davarian. If davarian does mitzvahs, he gets schar mitzvah too. Right? He'll also have a schar mitzvah. No, I'm saying is, so you're saying there's an incentive. You're saying there's an incentive to do a mitzvah. Right? There's no incentive not to do an avera. You're saying there's an incentive to do a mitzvah. Is that what you're saying? Incentive to do a mitzvah. Which the guy, the avarian, could do also a lot of mitzvahs. He could do all the averas and also do a lot of mitzvahs. Can he not? And Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper on kalus and chamuras. He has his Yom Kippur is also the most inclusive. The Chachamim at least told it's not mechaper on the chamuras. Rebbe, so that's the stipler's kasha. The stipler comes in and he says like this. He says, "Ainu moving." He says, "The Rebbe the Atzmai shel Yom Kippur mechaper le'ainu mishovim." Im kein shove, says the stipler, it's the same thing. Odom shenizal kol ha'shonim mikol averes. A guy, his whole year, perfect. Im odom shove ha'isurim kol ha'shonim. V'zeh tomua. He says it's a pella. He says, yes, I could find you a difference. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that when a person is yoshav, this is like Mishol's concept. Yoshav v'loy over avera, right? We have that Gemara in Kiddushin. If you don't do an avera, you get reward for doing a mitzvah. Every avera that comes your way and you don't do it. So he says, so that the guy will have extra. The guy who did averas doesn't have the milah of the guy who held himself back from doing the avera. Otherwise, the mamish the same. That's his problem. So the stipler schwitzes on this. By the way, if you'd like to look this up, this is here in Chelik Beis. The stipler in the Sefer Kilos Yankov Likutim. It's in Chelik Beis Siman Tezvov. The stipler, the fascinating stipler. So, we're going to learn the sugya, we'll see the stipler's kasha really is not going to be shver. And we'll see that there are Rishonim and Yuma who clearly understand it that way. The last week we began to get a little bit of avon in the sugya. We were analyzing when a person taka says loy techaper, what's the problem? What is pshat in Abaya? Why is loy techaper not a chapor? Why isn't Rava right that if a guy brings a chatas and he does everything kahalocha, and why shouldn't he get a kapor just because he says, I don't want a kapor? A person, let's say a person does a mitzvah, he says, I don't want oilam haba. I'm doing a mitzvah, I want to do what Hashem wants. I want to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. I don't want oilam haba. He'll still get oilam haba. It's a consequence of doing the mitzvah. That was our question. And Abaye doesn't even explain himself. So this is how we ended the shiur last week, with the concept that there's a big machloikis in the Achroinim if tshuva is ma'akev by a chatas. We know the chayv chatois have to be misvade. So we brought down the gvur sari from Maseches Yuma Daf Pehei, that the gvur sari is machadash, that even if you don't do tshuva, the chatas is machaper for you. It's machaper automatically. And the sugi in Zvochim that says that if you don't do tshuva, it's a zevach rishon tayevo, that's talking about dafka and oila, because an oila you bring for a mezit. So for a mezit, ain't a chanami, if you're not shov, you're a zevach rishon tayevo. But a shoigeg, even if he doesn't do tshuva, the carbon works. That was the gvur sariz yisoid. That works even if he's a shoigeg. On a mezit, it won't work, because zevach rishon tayevo. He's called a murid, and the carbon won't be mechaper for him if he doesn't do tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, the carbon won't work. So we took this point to the next step. We said, if that's the case, we come to our sugya. The chatas can only be mechaper on a shegek. Chatas cannot be mechaper on a mezid. And a mezid is qualified as somebody who's a murid. Ba'kodesh boch. So it's an Abaye Shita is that somebody who says, I don't want a kapora from this kol, right now he's in a state of amazed. It's not that he did the Averib amazed. He didn't do the Averib amazed. The Averib did B'shoikik. But right now that he knows he has the Averib, and he knows that he potentially could have a kapora from the Averib, and he says, I don't want a kapora from that Averib, that alone is a merida. That puts him in a state of mezid. And that's why, at this moment, he's not roy for a kapor. And that's Abaye. Abaye says, right now, you're a mezid. Just like there's a concept of zevach rishon te'eva by a true mezid, which is the whole gvur sari, that when a person is a mezid and he doesn't do tshuva, his carbon can't work for him, because he's a murid. So you're also a murid. You're standing here saying, I don't want a kapor. Saying, I don't want a kapara. So you're basically saying, I have this gap between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I did a chet, and I have an opportunity to make amends, and I don't want the amends to be made. I don't want it. So that alone, in fact, when you think about it, it's very logical what Abaye is saying. You go back to Rava, you have to kvetch that Rava holds that the kapara is a separate component. And we don't view you as a mezid, a moirid on this chet, because you don't want a kapar. I don't believe that Rava would say you're not a moirid bechlal. He would say you're a moirid also, but you know what? You're a moirid in the inyan of kapar. But you're not a moirid klapa, you ate chalev, you're not a moirid on the chalev. That's Rava's shita. Rava's shita is, listen, you ate chalev b'shoigig, so you weren't a mezid when you ate it. You're not ready to eat chalev again today. It's not like you're saying, I'm ready to eat chalev again. I'm shov midiyosa. I'm not going to eat chalev again. So as far as chalev is concerned, you're not a moirid. And you brought a karm. And mainly you get a kapora. That's Rova's svara. Abaye says, no. Since the korban is mechaper for the achilas chalev, you can't isolate it. You can't say, well, I'm a moirid lagabi that I don't want a kapora. Lagabi the kapora, I taka. Rava says, no. Rava says, since the kapora is coming for the chalif, and you're saying, I don't want to have a kapora, that means you're saying, I want whatever I have on my cheshbon to eating chalif. Today, I want it. I still want it. I'm still okay with that. That's what loy techaperli means. Loy techaperli chatosi means whatever blemish I have, I've created by eating the chalev. I'm maintaining it. I have an ability now to remove it, and I'm maintaining it. So Rava says, so you are right now in your capacity. You're not eating chalev now, but in the capacity that you have now in connection with the chet that you did, you're amazing. You're a moirit. You're a moirit. So kapor doesn't work for you. Zevach Rishon Tayeva, which Abai would agree that there's a concept of Zevach Rishon Tayeva. But Rava would agree that there's a concept of Zevach Rishon Tayeva. He himself says it in Meseches Vachim. The only reason why he's arguing over here is because over here you're not amazing on the chet itself. That's the machlokes Abaye v'Rav. I'm sorry, I flipped the names there. That's the machlokes between Abaye v'Rav. Now, there's another tremendous difference between the kapor that you get for amazing, kapor you get for a shegek. Kapor you get for amazing is really getting rid of an oinish. When a person does a chet b'amazed, there's an oinish, there's a lingering oinish. There's a chorus waiting in the background. There's misa waiting in the background. There's a oinish waiting in the background. When a person gets a kapora from a shoigeg, really what he's fixing is not the oinish. It's the relationship. You follow what I'm saying? It's really primarily a relationship what he's fixing. He's not fixing the punishment. There's no punishment waiting. Guy does a chet b'shegek. Lav davka, there's a punishment waiting for him. But he, even though the Gemara does says there's yisur, there's potential yisur. You see from Oshem Tali, there's potential yisur. But there isn't a. So you could say very simple. Whatever state you're in before chatas, Rebbe agrees that you're in that state on Yom Kippur too if you don't do tshuva. All Rebbe is saying is the oinish that you normally get for a mezid, Yom Kippur removed that. Yom Kippur removes bein shavin, bein shein shavin. But whatever cheshbon is on your cheshbon that it would have been if you did it b'shoigik, you still have it. You still have what Yom Kippur did according to Rebbe was it took care of whatever is waiting als mezid, what's waiting to happen to you. That Yom Kippur could do without tshuva.
Mezid also has a relationship problem.
Absolutely. But besides the relationship issue, he has an oinish lingering. And that's what Rebbe means when Rebbe says Yom Kippur is machaper. Now, if you look, I brought down here a Tesis Yishonim. It's just too late to put it into the Ma'am HaKremes. Tesis Yishonim says like this, right here in Pehe, in the same sugi in Pehe Omer Beis, in Yuma. Kaporas Yom HaKippurim L'Rebbe, listen to the Lashon of the Tesis Yishonim. You didn't do tshuva. So listen to what he says. Einoi kaporo gmuro. Elo l'mayet mikores. Unbelievable Tesis Yishonim. All it does, according to Rebbe, is it erases the chorus. Gets rid of the einish. You can't fix what's the whatever kasha you have with the Rebbeinu Shem has to be fixed. You can't fix. Now I have a ritva here too. The ritva is lashon. The ritva is a Maseches Shvuos, Daf Yud Gimel. The ritva says like this. Shedivrei Rebbe Amurim. Okay, Bismash Rebbe. Hakaporo Memayit Meyoinish. Instead of Loshem Memayit Mikores, Memayit Meyoinish. The same idea. The Kapora of Rebbe is only Memayit Meyoinish. That means Rebbe agrees that whatever issue you have, this issue that we were talking about from the beginning of the sugya, that Abai is talking about from the beginning of the sugya, which is that a mezid who's oimei b'mirdoi can never be get past it. There's no way for you to get past that without doing tshuva. There's no way to get, you can't get past that nekuda without doing tshuva. That's the only way to do it. And whenever you bring a korban on a shoygeg, what you're doing is you're not being memayit po'enish, you're being misakin the relationship. You're being misakin the chet. And that's the reason why Abaya holds that it doesn't work. If you say loisach properly, it doesn't work. That's the reason why it doesn't work. It's a chesaron in what the korban is supposed to accomplish. That's the problem. It's a chesaron in what the korban is supposed to accomplish. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, when they have a machlokes about Yom Kippur, mevayit b'yom kippurim, if Yom Kippur is mechaper or not, that really is on the first thing. It's not on the Rebbe. And that's why we asked, why did Rebbe first come at the end? They're talking about something else. They're talking about Yom Kippur being able to be meratza for you like the korban is meratza for you. Yom Kippur is a meratza. Besides for Yom Kippur getting rid of an oynish, it's a meratza. Yom Kippur gets rid of, if you have chayv and Hashem Toli, it's meratza for Hashem Toli. Yom Kippur is a meratza. That's the piece that they're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And that's why the Gemara brought in Abaye Verova, because the Gemara was saying, this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is not regarding Yom Kippur being Megan from Oinshim. That actually could be that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both hold that it is Megan from Oinshim, even if you're a Mevayet. It's only you can't get a kapara. And that's why the Gemara said, Biplukta, the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish doesn't relate to Yom Kippur being mechaper, being matzel you from Oinshim. That Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish could both agree it does. Even if you don't do tshuva. They could both hold like Rebbe. The machloikas is whether Yom Kippur is whether Yom Kippur is like a korban. It's meratz on your kesher here. That is a machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. If mevay b'yom kippur, if Yom Kippur still acts as a korban, Yom Kippur is like a korban. It's not just it gets rid of einshim. It's meratz like a korban. That piece. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish if mevayet b'yom kippurim works. Now this will explain to us a very difficult thing. The Rambam, in the whole din Hilchos Yom Kippur, Shvisas also, in all of Hilchos Tshuva, doesn't bring down that mevayet b'yom kippurim doesn't work. Doesn't say it once. The only time the Rambam brings it down is in Hilchos Shgogos. And we brought this in the Maor Mekoymes here, if you still have it. The Rambam only brings it down over there. The Rambam says like this. Perek Gimel Cheshgogos, you guys got it? Halacha Yud? That's the only place. It's bothered me for years. That the Rambam, nowhere else in the Rambam does he bring down. I mean, why are you talking about only Cheshgogos? You're talking about every Yom Kippur, it's a Mechaper on Averis. Right, doesn't bring it down. He only brings it down in Hilchos Shgogos. If you look at the Rambam's lashon, he says, "Ein yom kippurim v'lo yachatos v'osher mechaprim elo al hashavim." That's it. And then he says, "But if you nischayv Hashem tovim v'hu mevayir bo yarezel nischaper." That's it. Doesn't bring it down anywhere else. Lufit v'reinu, it's very poshut, because this that Yom Kippur is matzel you from Einshim. That could work according to the Rambam, even if you're Mevayit B'Yom HaKippurim. Could be Mevayit B'Einshim. He's not necessarily paskening not like Rebbe. You follow what I'm saying? He's not paskening not like Rebbe. He could hold that Yom Kippur can be get rid of the Einshim, could be matzel you from the Einshim. That's why he doesn't say it. It's only Negeya. Yom Kippur wears another hat. Yom Kippur, besides for getting rid of Einshim, Yom Kippur is Metaya. It's meratza like a kol. In that aspect of Yom Kippur being able to be meratza as a kol, if you mevayet b'yom kippurim, it doesn't do it. That's the point. So what he's really doing is he's paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan is not totally in Rebbe and Rabbana. You could hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Mevayit B'Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim can't act as a carbon for you for your Shoygeg. Yom Kippur could still patter you from Olonshim. And that's why it's only Nagei and Hilchish Gagas. And in fact, the Bris Kerov in our Sugi says clearly that Yom Kippur is like a carbon. It's a carbon. It's in the place of a carbon for the things that it works for. It doesn't work for Chatas, for the things that it works for. Now this will answer to us another tremendous difficulty. This will answer why, now, additionally, we would understand that why the Gemara says that since Yom Kippur is Mechapar on Shoygeg Kemezit, so on that side of the Gemara is saying, if Yom Kippur is Mechapar on Shoygeg Kemezit, maybe you don't need to do tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is not acting as a Meratzah, it's acting more saving you from Einshin. I'm saying that also explains that chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara later on your test, the Gemara comes out that if you have a chatzi shir, right, before Yom Kippur, and you have a chatzi shir after Yom Kippur, the Gemara comes out, no, this is different. The Gemara says that you have to bring a korban because Yom Kippur can't be mechaper on a chatzi shir. That's the Gemara. So in other words, normally Ashram Tali you wouldn't have to bring after Yom Kippur. But here you did less. You did a chatzi shir before Yom Kippur. A chatzi shir after Yom Kippur. So now you do have to bring a korban. So the Mishnah Malach says, I don't know what's going on. He says, if Yom Kippur could be mechaper on a whole shir, Kol Shekein could be mechaper on a chatzi shir. So if you only had half a shir before Yom Kippur, you should be whistle clean. Before. So Yom Kippur now cleaned the chatzi shir. You don't have that on your cheshbon anymore. Now all you have is a chatzi shir after Yom Kippur. Chatzi shir of any yisur. The point is not. The point is not the point is that Yom Kippur can only be mechaper if you became chayiv already. But if the person had a chatzi shir of whatever the yisur is, doesn't make a difference what the yisur is. And Yom Kippur came. And then he had a chatzi shir after Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur doesn't work for him. Then we take the chatzi shir that he did before Yom Kippur, and the chatzi shir that he did after Yom Kippur, and now we say, okay, now you have to bring a korb. So the Mishnah Melech says, I don't understand, he says. If Yom Kippur could clean a whole shir, so of course it could clean if you did a half avera. Doesn't make any sense. There's the Orach Laner right there in the sugya later on. It's a pillow what he says. He says there's no avera to clean. What is no avera? Chatzi shir. Chatzi shir also min atera. You did a chatzi shir of an avera. Why can't Yom Kippur clean the chatzi shir? It's marafis igra. It cleans the whole shir. It doesn't clean the half a shir. This is a bunch of pella. But the way we're understanding this sugya, based on the Bris Kerov, very gevaldik, we're not dealing with that. There's two issues here. One issue is einish and this and that. Yom Kippur cleans this. But then there's another thing. Yom Kippur acts as a carbon. Right? But it can't act as a carbon on a chatzi shir. Because as far as the carbon is concerned, there was no carbon here by chatzi shir. Yeah. There's no mechayev. There's no mechayev for that. So therefore, it can't be in the place of the carbon. There is no carbon here for it to be in the place of. Avada, if you did chatzi shir b'mezid, avada Yom Kippur would clean it. Let's say a guy, just for argument's sake, a guy did chatzi shir b'mezid before Yom Kippur, chatzi shir b'mezid, avada the half a shir before Yom Kippur is cleaned up. He didn't need a carbon for that. Whatever haksola he needed, he needed. Here, you're using Yom Kippur as a carbon, as a ritzui. You can't use a ritzui if you weren't high of a carbon. So it got to be that. It's not in effect. That's the hesbon. And I believe that's the whole mahalach of the sugya. When the Gemara goes from Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, the Gemara then goes to this machloikas of Abaye Varel, the Gemara is trying to bring out this nekuda, which is that the machloikas of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is not a machloikas whether Yom Kippur will get rid of your einshim if you did something on Yom Kippur b'mezid. It's whether Yom Kippur can act as a meratzah, which is precisely the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. Rava holds that Yom Kippur is a meratzah for you, even though you're not interested in the kapara, as long as you're not interested in the chet anymore. Even though you're not interested in the kapara, And that's precisely what Rabbi Yechon, what Abayev and Rav are arguing about. They're arguing about a korban. The korban could be meratza for you. That's the machlekes. Okay. Clear to everybody? Any other? I don't want to leave this hanging. Anything? Is it clear? Okay. Well, look. Huh? There is no ritzui for that. I know what you mean. You need it. Yes, I'm saying. So, what are you saying? So, what's your question? What Yom Kippur does is when you do a chet b'mezid, what Yom Kippur does is it gets rid of your oinish. Yeah, but when we're dealing with mezid, we're dealing with oinish. So we're dealing with oinish. Yom Kippur could be effective. When you're dealing with a shoyge, when you're dealing with a carbon, you're only dealing with one thing. You're dealing with ritzui. That's all you're dealing with. So for that, oinish shav is nothing. It's not that Rebbe holds that you're better off on the avera that you did b'mezid. You're 100% right. Look, I'll be that. That's what David said before. Of course. Avada, the guy who did avera b'mezid, now doesn't have a relationship with the Rebbe Shem if he didn't do tshuva. But he has something. He has a major significant improvement to what he had before. The shoygek has no improvement. Without tshuva? That's what the Rishonim are telling us. No. With tshuva, yes. What the Rishonim are telling us is that even according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur works. It works without tshuvim. Mechanically, it works. It gets rid of the einshim. It's not meratza. That's the whole point. What the Rishonim are telling us over here, that it's not a meratza. The taka doesn't work. Okay. I think we'll stop here only because the next. Yeah, we'll stop early today.